commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Today's commentary is not about gay marriage. It's about judicial malpractice. Federal Judge Barbara Crabb created a mess and let it linger for a week before doing something to undo it. A week ago Friday, she ruled that Wisconsin's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage was illegal. Fine, that's her ruling, and she's entitled to it. But her ruling did not clarify what should happen when same-sex couples go to the county clerk and request a marriage license. And indeed, there were couples waiting at the clerk's offices when the ruling came down. Now, the county clerks are not blameless here. In Dane and Milwaukee County, the marriage licenses were being handed out before anyone even read the ruling. The announcement came, "It's unconstitutional." And the licensing paperwork began flowing. Some couples were married on the steps of county office buildings before anyone even had the time to read the full 89-page decision. Judge Crabb's ruling was not clear on whether same-sex marriages should begin right away. And for her ruling to be so unclear is unconscionable. So each county clerk was left to decide for themselves. While clerks, as elected officials, have some discretion about running their offices, they're not supposed to interpret the law. They're supposed to carry it out. This is also unfair to gay couples. It's a constitutional equal protection violation for gays to be married in some counties but not others based on where they happen to live. If the courts had only given a clear direction, yes or no, we'd be spared the confusion we have now. Judge Crabb did issue a stay on Friday, so same-sex marriages are on hold while further appeals are being filed. The current state of limbo created an unacceptable mess.